You're listening to a 9to5.cc podcast.
Yeah, exactly.
Undo that. Now you're
good. And we're back. Okay, cool.
We on?
Yeah, go.
We're ready.
You want to introduce? Well, we can introduce the podcast.
Yes.
This is Go Plug Yourself, episode
three,
with our very special guest,
Mr. Darren Henwood.
Hello.
Hello, Darren.
Hello.
I don't know why I'm waving. It seems like an odd thing to do in a podcast.
I feel it registers. It registers in your voice.
Making hand gestures.
Yeah. It's an emotional wave. I don't know.
An emotional wave to the
It's
crowd.
A tsunami wave. What's happening? Okay. Hi, podcast.
Hey, Darren. How you doing?
I'm average.
What do you have to do? I want to point out, for the record, Darren is dressed very snazzily.
I am dressed as snazzily as a Bengal tiger and a penguin suit.
I think as befits a podcast, I think you should dress as well as you can for a podcast.
Because it's a very visual
exactly.
kind of media form.
Exactly.
To dress very well for a podcast. It's very important.
Walter and I are donning top hats and monocles.
Can we point out the observers today?
We could definitely point out the observers.
Observing today we have Mr.
Patrick Masson.
Thank you.
From the South Shore Massons.
And Mr.
Christopher Betts.
Mr. Chris Betts.
Hey.
From observing, the... Who did not feel at a comfort level appropriate enough to be recording today.
Although I feel... Although
felt at a comfort level to touch my genitals earlier.
Yeah, exactly. But now we've seen the level of professionalism that we rock, and he's like,
yeah.
Fuck, I could have done this. This is bullshit.
Darren, some of our more eagle-eared listeners...
The eagles have good ears,
yes,
I'm not sure.
Such
They're
a
more about the eyes.
Might,
Fox ears are probably more accurate. Fox-eared people... Some of the fox-eared people in the audience... Why are you threatening your glass in my face? This is worrying. I'm not very confident about this podcast and surviving to the end. Some of the eagle-eared people Walter?
Some of the more eagle-eared listeners of this podcast.
Fox-eared. I think we agreed on fox-eared.
Some of the more foxy, eagle-y type people.
Yeah, well, no, I was just going to say some of the listeners might notice that you don't talk like the rest of us.
They need fox ears to hear that I'm Scottish. That's an intro. Okay, yeah, eagles could have heard
why
that.
Why is that?
True.
I would like you to explain
you're
why
saying,
that
why?
Is.
Did you ask him why he's Scottish?
I asked him why he doesn't sound like the rest of us.
Oh, okay.
Because, like, when Eurasia split up about, like, 15,000 years ago and the country, or, like, the island of the UK, like, broke off from the rest of Europe, there were a lot of kind of, like, indigenous civilizations that interbred and then their languages sort of like went on top of one another, and then when Romans kind of came along and
the
Church of England sort of like raped and pillaged all these kind of like indigenous tribes, like and implored that they all spoke English, they all kind of like adopted a sort of English with a different type of accent, hence the Scottishness in my voice, which has been passed down through generation and generation to the point I've now moved from Canada, which is again like a hybrid of Scottish and English kind of raping of the rest of the world, so that I'm now speaking like this, whereas you wish you could, because I have a sense of national identity, whereas you're just a fucking mongrel race of everybody that we created.
Oh, snap. We have a national
identity.
Was this not
a good
guess?
I'd like to point out, Darren, I think, just had the longest sustained period of uninterrupted monologue time.
True.
That I think any of your podcasts
but
have ever
to be
had.
Fair, I
although,
don't know
although
well enough to just interrupt him.
Although I have to say,
if I was on friendlier terms, I would
have
just cut you off.
I've probably not had
the
longest period of mongoloid time in this podcast.
Who does that go to?
I'm
not following you.
Is mongoloid like the word of the day? Is that the...
Only if you're racist.
Only if you're
against
racist.
The Mongol race
Mongol.
Of Genghis Khan and his invading hordes against the Eurasians. Again, back... It's an ongoing history lesson from point one of the
this
podcast.
I'm just
going to
fuck this Go Plug Yourself podcast, and it's going to be like history with Darren.
vaguely racist history.
Is there any other type of history?
It's not even that vague either.
Well, that's it, right? History is always written by the victors, and who are inevitably racist because they just beat the shit out of someone.
Yeah.
Like, we just beat you in a
Rosa
war.
Rosa Parks was a slut, is what I'm trying to say, basically.
Can that be the name of the podcast?
Yeah. Rosa Parks now. Is a
no,
slut.
I'm sure she was a lovely, lovely woman who never gave head in her life. Anyway, moving on.
You're not sure. So how did? Well, I guess that begs the question: how'd you get to Montreal? I mean, we know that you have how you have the accent, but why are you here?
I was living in London in the UK, and I
I'd already left Scotland
to move to England. I moved to the enemy just to find out how to rape more Scottish people because I wasn't having much luck in my homeland. And I wanted to go home and.
You wanted
that.
To rape Scots instead well, of raping no, Scots from within. You were like,
yeah,
head to London.
I wanted to find out outsiders' ways of being able to have sex with Scottish girls because I was failing so miserably. Anyway, I moved to England and I met my wife who is from Quebec.
No shit, Hollywood. Oh shit, Hollywood.
Hollywood is in the house. I'm sorry I have to break the podcast, but.
Hollywood, my name, and pussy is my game. Pussy.
This is amazing.
Why is pussy Hollywood. A game? My game is.
Hollywood, I'm just.
You're
gonna
drop it like
you give him five, and he just punches my hand.
Hold on. Can I just ask something? Pussy is your game. You're gonna drop it like top. Papa's gotta burn your bag. Do you have anything original to say in your whole life?
Original?
Yes.
Darren, don't be fighting, man. Don't be hating.
Don't. Oh, that's.
You didn't want to put the headphones on, and you're kissing Hollywood right now. Good lord.
This is a moment.
Darren is
that we captured this moment forever.
His name's Hollywood. I'm hugging Hollywood right now.
Have you ever met Hollywood?
He is the man with the ultimate plan.
Hey Hollywood.
You're gonna be choking that chicken tonight, nigga.
Apparently I'm a nigger and I won't be choking. Apparently I'm getting a hand job from a man named Hollywood. What was your next point?
Have you not? Was that the first time you ever met Hollywood?
Yes.
That's amazing. That's amazing that that's just happened right now.
I've never met Hollywood before, and now I'm getting a hand job.
Dude, Hollywood's awesome.
Dude,
he's single. He wants to mingle.
It's your brother from another mother.
No, I already have a brother from another mother.
It's him. I assure
no,
you.
No, no, it's not. It's a guy called Kevin.
No, it's him.
No, no, it's really a guy called Kevin.
Who's nope, Hollywood's real him. Name, Kevin?
No, no, I have a guy who's a brother who's from another mother who's my brother and he's called Kevin.
How many children do you think Lil Wayne has?
17.
Four.
14.
Did you guys know that?
I didn't know that.
Four. He had his first when he was 15.
Try not
no
to.
One sa- no yeah, one said
try
this
not to address Chris.
No one said this was a quiz show. No one said this was a quiz show.
I'm talking to Chris. I'm sorry, I'm addressing the guest I wanted to have on.
Oh snap! I wanted to have Darren. He's better dressed.
Well, it was nice talking to you guys.
Darren Hanwood, everybody. Let's bring on Hollywood. I think he's got.
Yeah, Hollywood. He's gonna suck my penis.
What?
You said I wasn't gonna have to go hungry tonight, and you called me nigger, well, and it was all.
Let me break it down.
Okay.
Go for
it. Are you going to drop it in the wood?
God made Adam and God made Eve. He did not make Steve and Steve.
Boom.
Bam. Who's Steve and Steve? It's Adam and Steve, you ignorant non... You can't even hate properly.
I know.
Hey-o.
It's okay to be home alone, but don't be in the Twilight Zone.
Boom.
Okay.
I think that might be an original.
You...
I called you on the phone.
I think Home Alone is more more interesting to you.
Oh, this podcast is delivering.
So it can be Home Alone, but Home Alone's on different levels.
It's like a surprise. That's like Ruth Buzzy showing up to like on the Celebrity Roast. Like
yeah, exactly.
We just had like a surprise appearance.
Am I spoiling this? Am
no,
I? Make,
no, no,
am
no,
I?
You're possibly making this the best podcast we've done.
Awesome.
That's a if you.
That's
can
a death march. That's a death march by Hollywood.
No, if you
can read
my bar.
Yes.
Covered by.
God
yeah,
damn
covered,
it, Chris Betts, you're not on this podcast.
Chris Betts, everybody.
Chris
you
Betts.
Can do this another time with us.
Chris Betts is the guest everybody wanted and no one could get.
But no, he didn't feel comfortable.
So you wanted to sleep with Scottish women and instead you married a Quebecer.
I could sleep with Scottish women all I wanted.
You wanted to rape them.
I didn't want to rape Scottish.
You used
you
the word
that.
Rape.
That was the word. That was
you
the word choice.
You used the word rape.
No. Whoa. I wanted to learn how to rape Scottish women because
so you just wanted the knowledge.
Yeah, I went to England to learn what the trick was to get Scottish women to say yes, okay, with their legs behind the head. But instead, I met a girl from Quebec who wanted to come home and study, and we fell in love. And I came here, and now I'm here. pretending to be funnier than Chris Betts, and it's not working out for me in life, basically.
At what point did you realize it was a legitimate possibility or potential to join with a French Canadian woman?
When she let me put her penis inside her, my penis inside her.
As it so often goes.
Yeah, like as soon as I put my penis inside her, I thought this is a perfect opportunity for me to mate with a Quebecer girl. Like I thought it can't really go anywhere other than bad from here.
I said, "God damn it, Quebec!
Oh, no.
Here comes Vic and McStevie.
We really need
like a set of 10 mics. What's up,
Steven Spinola in the house?
Steven Spinola is just walked
Sean Hogan. Hogan.
He's slapping hands.
From Toronto.
He's high as shit. Sean Hogan came in from Toronto.
I've seen this guy before.
I am like the least relevant guest in this room right now.
No, you are. You are. You just keep talking about Scottish stuff.
But you're the best dressed.
You are.
I'm the best.
What's important?
To be fair, you can beg all you want, Sean Hogan. It's never got you anywhere in the first place.
Sean Hogan talking now, by the way.
Sean Hogan
is talking about
a giant beard, jeans, and lumberjack shirt.
Yeah. Hey, the only fashion that Sean Hogan is dominating is lesbian fashion right now.
Darren, for the sake of clarity, can you tell everybody that's who may ultimately come to listen to this what you guys have been doing all day? Like, what has led up to this podcast?
Well, I started drinking about 1:20. I hooked up with Chris Betts and Mr. McStevie about kind of like 3 o'clock, and we continued to drink and take drugs. And then Sean Hogan came along around kind of like 4:30. We continued to drink and take drugs. Then Morgan O'Shea showed up. We continued to drink and take drugs. And now we're here, and now we're just drinking because drugs are bad.
Speaking of,
and we intend to go on to a comedy night whereby we'll always drink, and then after that we may drink and take drugs because drugs will be less bad after midnight, as is the rule that everybody knows.
Boom! Thank you.
Mick Stevie doesn't really know that rule though.
What
Mick
rule?
Stevie doesn't know a rule of when to stop doing anything.
I think it's when last to time start I saw, with Stevie.
Last time I saw him on stage.
Oh, he's sitting over there. I was saying to Catherine, we gotta have McStevie on, right? Because he could say motherfucker as much as he wants.
Like, for a change.
In this format, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. This isn't fucking public radio for old people,
but,
so you can
knowing
swear
McStevie,
all
this would be
you
the, this would be like, would be the one time he would talk for an hour and not say motherfucker once somehow. Like.
Be
you
like
said, Mr. Producer, you are losing control of this.
Be like
I
a goddamn
that
vaginal douche.
Bring it back. Bring it back home.
Oh, my God. Okay. Focus on Darren.
Keith, you having a good time?
I'm having a great time. I don't know. I hope it's...
Can I get a beer? Can I
you, if you
keep
could,
talking?
If you get up... You can't walk and talk. You have a connection.
Yeah, no. I'm going to get a beer.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
That was just sort of like the logistics of Walter ordering a beer. Live, but I mean, it's good recorded. I'm not going to edit it. I've gotten sick of editing these things.
No.
Boo, editing.
I used to like edit out, like, if someone paused too long, I'd be like, oh, I'll just fiddle this. Fuck that.
Wow. You hate fiddling with your stuff now.
Yeah, exactly. But it took like four, like, editing four podcasts that way for me to just completely give up and just being like, I'm going to put the intro song and
you
then I'm going to put the outro.
I totally understand. The first time when you discover that it's really fun to fiddle with your stuff, it's really fun to fiddle with it all day long,
exactly.
But like, over time it becomes less and less fun to fiddle with your stuff.
Exactly.
And then eventually you just want someone else to fiddle with your stuff to make it easier on you, so you don't have to fiddle with your own stuff anymore. And then something
to
just fiddle with it in the shower just for fucking fun, because it's the nicest way to do it,
right? Preferably you get someone to do it for free, right? Like,
yeah, like a girlfriend or like your mom or
if your mom
something.
Has to fiddle with it, I mean, like, that's
what we're talking about.
I want to go back to the cards real quick. I got another question prepared.
Okay.
No.
So you met a woman from Quebec.
Were you still on that train? Were you on that? Okay.
I wasn't on a train
not
ever.
To your wife,
there isn't really a train here. We're just gonna hit an hour and stop.
Yeah. Pretty
yes.
Much.
Yes, I met a girl from Quebec.
Uh-huh.
I met a girl from Quebec in London.
In London, in the UK, and then she came back here to study, and I followed her, and I've been in Montreal for almost 2 years now.
How'd you like it compared to Scotland or England?
Well, Europe has like a really horrible social and economic situation right now where, as Canada, even with its majority conservative government, seems to be kind of stable and promoting the outdoors and health and not alcoholism or obesity or all the social problems that are related with my country. And even though I like the fact that I can go outdoors, I really still miss the fact that I can buy strong alcohol in a corner shop at 3 o'clock in the morning back in the UK.
That's the one thing that Canada's missing. On
yes,
the whole.
I heard they're actually proposing it, eh? That the bars stay open till 6 here.
It's not. Well, it's not to do with bars.
Really
it's not to do with
bars going out. It's the fact.
It's like you know stores like the Metro, like Metro's in a supermarket.
Right. I want to go there to buy gin.
Yeah, exactly. Like
that's pretty awesome.
Metro in the UK would be open till like 2 o'clock in the morning, specifically to sell like 40% proof alcohol.
Yeah.
In
yeah.
any way,
40% proof?
Cheaper
form. You made it funny.
Why?
And that's it. And that's
you either measure alcohol in percent
Canada,
or proof.
Right?
Yes, 40% proof.
No.
It's proof of 40% alcohol.
Boom.
If I'm not mistaken, that's fucking super prevalent everywhere except for Canada.
What?
Being able to buy.
Oh, yeah.
To buy alcohol at all hours, and B, to get your hard shit at
the
grocery store.
Stores. Yeah, yeah, it's great.
Like.
Stevie's like, I get my hard shit at the grocery store, but only because the fucking checkout girl is hot as shit.
Exactly. How'd you get into comedy, I guess, if we want to try to keep this on some sort of topic?
When I was 18, I had a friend who used to do comedy.
How old are you now, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm 29 now.
So relevant, so 11 years ago.
Yeah, 11 years ago I had
a
friend.
The same age as Lil Wayne.
Thank you. Is he...
29. Lil Wayne is 29.
I was writing about. I write a column on the website, even though you probably never heard of the website until today. And one of the things I was talking about is Justin Bieber's maybe a dad. I don't know if you heard about this.
Is that was
no?
Is it his?
The paternity test, but there's enough, I guess, actual veracity or whatever to the story. That he's doing a paternity test.
Really?
It's not something that he can just dismiss with
is
fucking...
Is it kind of the same way that as soon as a child accuses Michael Jackson of molesting them, they have to investigate it? Is it that kind of thing?
I don't know, but it's amazing because the chick was...
Because the chick was hot?
Yeah. No, they're saying it's...
You were weirded out because the chick was hot, and you were like, I want to fuck that. How can some 16-year-old...
The chick wasn't even that hot.
Well, he's 16.
No,
he's
all right.
He doesn't know how to start a week from the chat.
Right,
yeah.
She's like, he could pull better.
She's beyond Bieber standards.
Yeah, like he's below Bieber standards.
But did you hear what his initial excuse was for this? Like, why he's like, he was like, oh no, it's bullshit because what I do after the show every night is go home.
Yeah, because I'm fucking...
I'm actually more interested as to how you guys are in control of what Bieber standards are or not.
I wish I was in more control. The best part, though...
Wish you were in more control of Bieber standards? Seriously?
No, not more knowledgeable. More control. I don't care what his standards are, but I wish... If I had some sort of controlling interest in Bieber, I'd be rich as fuck.
Okay. So what was your point?
My point was is that when you read the story and you read her account, he was like... After the show, met the girl, was like, I want to fuck the shit out of you. Then they fucked in a bathroom and he lasted
Justin
30 seconds.
Justin Bieber said the line, I want to fuck,
want
the,
to fuck
shit
the shit
out
of
you. See, Justin Bieber said
the
line.
Says, and I, that's, it's why I want to believe
no,
it.
I'm
I
sorry.
Want to believe it.
Michael Jackson couldn't even see the line, I want to fuck the shit out of you.
16-year-old Justin,
Justin
Bieber.
Timberlake would fucking work up the courage to say, I want to fuck the shit out of you. Justin Bieber doesn't even know the word out of you. Never mind shit. Okay? Justin Bieber, he doesn't have the logical brain power to form that sentence together. Don't say purr. He doesn't. He's doing fourth grade maths.
Going off the charts.
Yeah. You're
fuck Justin Bieber. Just fucking screaming.
I'm not screaming. Fuck Justin Bieber. That's you. You maybe want to address how much you want to fuck Justin Bieber right now.
Damn it.
High five.
There you go.
Not with those hands, okay?
Oh shit!
Keith just got pwned.
All right, I'm just going to let out a new rule that guests on our show need to be drunk or stoned. Always.
I am at least 50% of those things.
Sometimes in bed I refer to myself as Chris Betts, and when my girlfriend's like hitting on me or whatever else like that and she wants to get it on, and I'm just sort of like, Chris Betts can do it another time. I'm going to sleep right now. And they're like, why do you call yourself Chris Betts?
How many... No, fuck it. It's not...
No. No, you have a...
No, it's not good.
Was it how many Scottish chicks has he plowed?
No.
Because I'm interested.
Seven.
You know what? Seven. Before we forget and like we don't cover it at all, why don't you plug something?
I have a few things to plug. Like, I run my own show every 2 weeks out of my own basement.
Really?
Yeah, it's called Lowdown Comedy. Walter, who's one of your hosts here, he has been featured in the show.
I was at the inaugural one. I was at the one that was the tryout one.
Never invited back.
You were the roast, which was in January.
I was at the roast, yeah.
You're also one of the featured ones in April or March or April, which is one of the very, very first ones ever.
It was at the roast where I passed out in your living room.
Yes, yes, and I got several emails from his girlfriend the next day. Is Walter with you? Is Walter with you? Is Walter with you? And I had to answer.
Was he bleeding when he left?
I had to answer. Yes, but he's never going to be the same. So yeah, I run a gig.
Like with you in the physical sense or the like spiritual emotional sense? Like in is the Walter with you?
Like he was with us in the physical sense.
I slept really well that night.
After 11:30, he wasn't with anyone in the emotional or spiritual sense.
You had like a nice little mattress set up. It was really comfy. Like,
yeah, we had a mattress set up that was known as the heroin mattress.
Yeah, I slept
until
well.
Until you slept on it, which made it known as the fat loser mattress.
Boom! Okay.
So,
hey, would a fat loser have his girlfriend trying to find where he is all night? I think not.
A fat loser wouldn't have a girlfriend, which is the irony in the comment.
Thank you.
So
thanks for bailing me out on that one.
Lowdown Comedy run. You can find us on Facebook. It's Lowdown Comedy on Facebook, and
I'll link the shit out of you.
You will link the shit out of me.
He will.
You sound like a really, really. You sound like a really, really aggressive Nintendo player. I will link the shit.
I will link the shit out of you, Ganondorf. Like, I will.
Oh.
You don't even know the word shit.
Apart from that, I'm going to be on the Liar Liar Show at Theatre St. Catherine on the 17th of November.
Sweet.
This month on the D-set of November. I'll also be
trying out the friends.
Closing out a show on the 2nd of December, which is actually the same night as my own show, so I shouldn't really plug that. But I'll be in lots of shows.
No, but you're doing two shows on the 2nd of December, right? You're
I have a show on the 2nd of December in my house, but I'll also be headlining another show, so I won't even be at my own show. So you can choose what show you want to come to. You can come to
But will you eventually show up at your house?
Yeah, I'll eventually show up at my house.
So if someone really wanted to, they could go see you on December 2nd and then just follow you home.
Yes.
Exactly.
To be fair, it would be the same Darren Haywood in one night, just in two different locations, Chris Betts.
Not if you change your hairstyle and put on glasses.
No, that would just be me in the disguise. You guys really are really bad at this game.
Of which game? God damn it, you're not in this show.
Can I do your Christmas show?
Am I good at it? No,
can I do your Christmas show?
I have no Christmas shows booked.
No? Do you not believe in it?
I don't believe in Christmas shows, no.
Questions, it's really...
How many trains have you spotted?
Oh my god, train spotting joke. How long have you been waiting to bring that chest?
I was going to ask before, but I didn't, because I was like, no, that's stupid. I should have bring that up. Thank you.
For the 7 o'clock show,
seven
Walter is playing ignorant
seven
Canadian.
Trains.
Yeah.
Seven
that was
trains.
That was a card question.
Same number as the women you
fucked. No, you made
a Scottish
woman
known as
reference
trains.
Before. Did you play a lot of video games as a kid? Like, did you...
Yes.
They had video games in Scotland.
That doesn't even make sense to me. Like, I can't get my head around
that. What, do they have video games in Scotland?
Yeah,
are
yeah,
you
seriously.
A moron?
Yes.
Yes. They have electricity.
Scotland
invented technology, motherfucker.
They were like,
don't even get me started.
I don't want to punch you in the face. I'd like to hit you with a stick. Technology.
Oh, if you guys invented this, that you could do fucking totally, like, swing that shit. But your country has been alive less than one of our most prominent buildings and one of our least prominent capital
cities.
What's
the most prominent building in Scotland?
Well, I was just making a fucking opinion, like, opinionated comment. It's like Edinburgh Castle is older than your whole fucking country.
Fact. Well...
Yeah, but who cares,
like,
though?
In terms of...
Who cares? I don't know. Historians...
In terms of the dirt.
People give about the history of the world and how humanity has progressed over years of oppression.
I mean,
how countries such as Canada... Oh, we're such a new country, but we really have an identity. Fuck you. You guys couldn't have less of an identity if... Even if you were fucking like in Guess Who, and it's like, does it have a bald head?
Slightly.
Does it have glasses? Fuck you guys.
Yeah.
Sorry?
Did you just make a reference to Guess Who?
Yes.
Nice. There's our
thank you,
right
thank
there.
You very much. Have you ever played Rape Guess Who?
No.
Rape Guess Who?
Oh, man, Rape Guess Who is like the best game. Like, you get the game Guess Who, and you flip open all of the characters, and it's like...
Microphone a little further away.
And it's like
you're like yelling into
and
it.
And it's like, does
you can just yell. It's good. It comes through in the motion.
Does this guy look as if he slept with 17 children? And that's the way you play Rape Gets Out. And sometimes you have to like put down all the characters and start again. But it's so much fun. Does this guy look as if he may have performed operations for the neo-Nazis? That's the way you play. Yeah, no, it's never, like it's not never, Rape Gets Out. It's just kind of like obscene Guess Who.
I never knew it as Rape Guess Who. But it was all, I used to play like a version of Guess Who where physical descriptions were just off limit. Yeah. So you're just trying to make like character judgments. It's like, is this person
though,
a good parent?
But, like, if you don't agree on that description, like, wouldn't the game be like totally?
But then you can just fucking argue with each other and be like, look at this guy, pedophile. Look at his fucking glasses. Why would he wear those glasses if he wasn't intent on?
Can I just
children?
Say that playing Rape Guess Who, I guessed it first time one time.
You were like, does this guy look as though he would this guy molest children? Yes, it's Andy.
My question was, does this guy look as if he's led a Boy Scout troop down the wrong fucking alley? And her answer was yes, and I said, is it Bill? And she said yes.
And you were like, boom!
I was like, yeah, that Bill's a fucking dirty cunt.
Now his microphone's too far away.
Make up your mind, microphone people.
Oh. It's about 2 inches. 2 inches.
Oh, that's what my wife
just
says.
Like,
two inches too far.
Right out of
my wife says 2 inches too far all the time.
2 inches too far? Yeah. So it's 2 inches too many. You're like, yeah, 2 inches too big.
Like a bust through like anal cavity so many times with the 2 inches extra. Like she thinks she has prostate cancer. That's how fucking that's how in debt her anal cavity is to humanity. It's like, oh, I think I've got prostate cancer because no girl's anus should feel like this. Well, I'm guessing that's what happened. Like, if I said to is my mic close enough to my mouth? What's
too
happening
close
now?
Again.
It's too close. 2 inches.
The distance that you
2 inches is what landed me. 2 inches is what landed me in trouble in the first place. What's happening, Walter? Protect me.
No.
Okay. Never mind. I love you guys. I love you guys.
2 inches between complete rectal prolapse and not.
Don't talk about mental prolapse.
Rectal.
I don't want to see your brain spilling it all over my penis when I fuck you in the ear. That's horrible.
I have shit for brains. That's what he implied.
So what's happening now?
How are the immigration battles going?
The immigration.
Are you having any?
I have no immigration, but. I have no immigration.
It was fine where it was.
I have no immigration battles. No,
again,
it's fine.
Walter's playing the role of ignorant Canadian again at the 7th.
Again?
No.
For the first time in his career.
Which is funny though.
He did air quotes for career.
You did have all the visa issues, right?
Have visa issues.
And now that we give you, this forum here to talk on the record,
you
choose to openly shit on Canada and its lack of an identity.
I am scared that this may get back to the government of Canada.
Oh,
I love Canada.
More than scared,
Canada, egg tuts our father. Or something. I don't know. What happens?
I don't know.
How much more rope would you like?
I don't think I even know the... I don't know the national anthem by heart.
Calgary
Flames. I was a religious child, right?
Montreal, Canada.
Jehovah's Witnesses don't sing the national anthem.
What's happening?
Really? Like, I know our home and native land, and that's...
Were you a religious child or a treasonous child?
Hey-o.
Both. Or both.
I think I could escape right now. No one noticed.
Darren just made... Darren just made an aside to Chris Betts, but made sure that he held the microphone in front of his mouth while he made an aside.
Who said it was an aside? It was an assault.
It's gonna be like when I'm listening to this back for editing, it's gonna be like a whole like fucking like exploration of what he said.
Stop touching my nether region,
you're
Walter.
You're smacking your fucking thing.
You're just making sure you're not muting your microphone.
I'm here. Hello.
Oh. Here.
There's tons of douchebags here. Nothing but
douchebaggery. I need to go to a gig. What's happening?
You need to go to
what time's your gig at? What are you doing?
I'm doing a show tonight. I'm doing a show.
Yeah.
Where are you doing?
Are you doing tonight? We'll retroactively plug it.
I'm doing $5 Tuesdays at the Comedy Works.
Ooh. It's a good show.
It's an awesome show. David Pride is on. Mike Patterson hosting. And
That's the.
I did it last week. It was a great show.
That's the, you did that.
Did
you didn't even plug it. I don't think you plugged it properly, even on your show called Go Plug.
I don't think I did.
To be fair, plugging it tonight, 15 minutes before
Darren
the show.
This is not the best time either. He had advance warning last time and still didn't.
Darren and I were recently both featured in the Montreal Comedy Competition.
Ooh.
This past Sunday, which Darren won. How are you not plugging that accomplishment? Is there like a give a hand? Mr. Henwood won the
because everyone had a great show, and just because I won doesn't mean I was better than anyone else.
Yeah, but you won though.
But that means you are the best. Like
no,
if you win a contest, it means you're better than everyone else.
Really, really?
Yes.
I think you're better than me.
Tell that to the Chinese swimmers who took fucking hormone supplements in the 1998 Olympics.
Did they win?
I don't even know if there was Olympics in 1993. I'm just guessing.
There was an Olympics, but it may not have been. I think it was a Winter Olympics.
I don't think any Olympics ever has happened.
Yeah, the Chinese won the 1998 Winter Olympics.
Took fucking hormones in the show.
Yeah, I'm skiing my ass off. Yeah, I'm gonna bobsled the share of this. I'm bobsledding. Fuck you, you fucking Japanese cunts. I'm Chinese. Or something.
The title of this podcast is Fuck You, You Japanese Cunts, I'm Chinese. And it's just sort of like... Let's join our Scottish guest and whatever else like that. Fuck you, you Japanese cunts.
I may be speaking out of turn. I'm not sure.
So,
speaking of Lowdown.
To do this...
Speaking of Lowdown, have you heard of Lowdown Comedy?
Yeah, we did it. I wasn't going to say anything. I wasn't going to say a word.
I know, but it was just...
Okay.
And Hollywood's back.
Why is there always with stripteases in you? It's why I don't invite you to my house anymore, Hollywood.
We told that story?
Yeah, I asked you, because you said we're going to plug your shit
now. As soon as you show up, you're like, everyone needs to take off their clothes right now.
Hollywood, you hear Joe Frazier died today?
Joe Frazier. Who the fuck is Joe Frazier?
Joe Frazier died today, man. Did you hear that?
Who is Joe Frazier?
Smoking Joe Frazier. He
Smoking
beat
Joe
Ali.
Frazier. Oh, fuck. Hollywood's pointing at the computer like it's the news.
It's now 8:20.
No, it's not 8:20.
6, 7.
7:20.
It's now 5. What's the time?
Did you change your clock on the weekend?
No, my watch is slow. What's
this
the time?
This is a reminder to everybody to change your clocks.
This is going to go up next week.
Yes, so make sure your clocks are changed, for God's sake.
Your clock should be changed. The time right now is 5:20 in my head, but his computer says it's
7:30.
7:30, so change your clocks to 1.5 hours ahead. Thank you.
Darren, they got daylight savings in Scotland, right?
Yes.
Well, dude, they have the perfect time, right? Yeah.
Okay, I didn't
once
set this
again,
up.
This is probably the best. I think I don't want to set the standard too high. I think this is the best podcast of all time. Chris Betts is coming in here once again to give. Just singing to the mic.
Okay, so
let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. We'll be all together.
All the good things, all the bad things that may
be. Talk about sex. Now, guys, I gotta break it down
let's
to the ground.
Let's talk about sex.
Do you like it loose or do you like it tight? Early in the morning or the middle of the night?
Loosey goosey or tiny whitey? Loosey goosey or tiny whitey?
Okay, what do you want to hear?
Anything you got for us, Hollywood. Anything you got for us.
Vagina.
Here we go. Everybody rock and roll. Music got so much soul. Gonna dance and rock and roll. China. Twisting the night away. Twisting, everybody feeling great. Twisting, yeah, twisting the night away.
Everybody hopping up. Not pointed anywhere near your face.
Music got so much soul. Going to dance and rock and roll. Twisting the night away.
Twisting.
Everybody feeling great.
Yeah.
Twisting.
Yeah. Twisting the night away.
Woo! Yes!
Thank you very much, sir. You're welcome, my friend.
Thank you, Oliver.
You know what they say, a friend in need is a friend in fucking need.
Boom!
Bam!
A friend in need is a burden that you need to fucking kill off as soon as possible.
Cheers, Hollywood.
Yes, what? And in English that means a friend in need is a weight around your neck that he's drowned in the nearest pond.
I didn't hear what that was, but when I listened to this,
I heard, yeah, it's going to be a goal.
I remember that time. I'm trying to figure if there's even any, like, accessible... If, like, someone listens to this, they'll be like, what? It's just done. I would listen to the shit out of this fucking podcast.
How did this happen? Yeah, I'm gonna, yeah, it's good.
I'm excited to go back and listen.
So good. I'm just gonna put up an uncut version for...
No, there's only gonna be an uncut version. I told you, I don't edit this shit anymore. I'm fucking sick of it.
Especially the amount of time you guys are talking to people that do...
Yay, non-editing.
Yeah, fuck editing. That's the...
Where's Keith?
Keith's mom is a fucking lesbian. A lesbian who likes giving her virginity to other lesbians. Keith's mom.
Look, I just, like...
Well, you're not gonna edit it.
No,
you're not gonna edit
it,
so your mom's a fucking lesbian from now on. Your mom likes giving up her fucking cooch to other fucking horny older women. Oh, it's a church big seal, Keith. I'm pretending it's a church big seal, but I'm just hanging out with all the older women so I can give my fucking cooch to their fucking half-mustached lips. Oh, that's how I'm fucking rolling now, Keith. But you're not going to edit any of this, because you're too lazy, to edit any of it. Your mom's a fucking dirty fucking has-been lesbian, and that's how you have to live your life from now on, because you're too fucking lazy. Awesome.
Podcasts.
I'm only good song, bro. Let's drop it on the wood like dog.
I smoke pink cigarettes, how about you, Hollywood?
See, this is why Carson used to keep all the guests on. You know, why all the guests would stay on the couch.
You want to stay on the couch? You want to stay on the couch? Stevie's asleep.
Oh, fuck, that's amazing.
We're going to, like, tell the
best
tell
part
Stevie
is
about
I've literally
this, like,
just met Darren,
and, no.
And he has no way of knowing that my friends for the past, seriously, 10 years have made similar jokes about my mother so much as they're called Keith's mom jokes. And you don't even know that. It's just like, you're like, hey, Keith, your mom deserves to be mocked and abused. Everyone just senses it. It's very strange.
Everyone looks at you and knows that your mom needs to be made fun of.
Ouch. Darren. How many proper fights have you been involved with in your life? I mean, like, proper fights. Like,
a lot.
Like, yeah?
I'm from fucking Scotland.
Yeah, no, but like, have you like
Oh, yeah.
Real, like, throwdown?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah, like.
Legit question. Like, how many, like, how what's your winning record like?
I could take on the three of you.
Yeah. No,
I could take on the three of you. All three of you I could fucking take on and win.
Have you ever had your ass, like, handed to you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. So many times that I know that I could take on all three of you and win. And not so much Keith's mum and win, but be satisfied in a really kind of sexual way.
Do you own a butterfly knife?
I don't own a butterfly knife, but I own a butterfly net, which is how I catch his mum's cooch.
Boom.
And suck it till it's dry.
This is what's wrong with public radio, is that this is not on it.
Like, if NPR had
Hollywood
on it. Hollywood NPR time.
I would listen to CJD a hell of a lot more if there was more swearing in Hollywood.
CJD, is that the last sexual disease your mum caught?
Boom!
Oh,
why did you open this door, Keith?
It's I'm gonna listen to this one. I've ignored your entire website for the past 3 months, fucking bitch.
Yeah, it's got myfilthymother.com.
I'll have to put in comments. Alright, so. The fuck this! You didn't break it. It's okay, you didn't break it. It's designed to do that.
Much as he was trying, he didn't break it.
He was trying to smash the shit out of it. Why do you not have a microphone on while you're saying
this? At this opportunity, he could have chosen to apologize for almost breaking the headset.
Why?
But instead...
Here. You have another...
No one's going to argue.
That's true. Wrap it up if we want. I think, yeah.
Wrap your mum up in cellophane.
45 minutes, we'll hit 50 minutes. That's good. That's what I'm trying to aim for. Under an hour. Yeah.
So.
That's really weird because that's mine and your mum's record.
Oh! And you got in like 6'7", right? Yeah.
And it was always 2 inches too many.
Oh! You're thinking of your dad. Okay, so it's
you think my dad has a huge cock?
No, it says 2 inches too many for your asshole.
Oh,
Hey Darren, do you have a show in your basement?
Chris Betts is clapping me like I've just like offended the host by saying his ass fucked him in the ass, and his mum is like so satisfied with my penis, and like the hosts like need to be satisfied with the fact that I'm saying their parents would be satisfied with my penis, and it's all gonna be okay with us fucking them and then fucking each other. No one cares. You guys should fuck each other. Your dad can fuck your mom. Your mom is going to be satisfied with your dad's penis. She's going to be satisfied with my penis. Your dad's going to be satisfied with my penis. Let's be honest. Like he's so used to the doctor sticking his fingers up his ass for prostate these days that a penis isn't even going to make a fucking dent anymore. Like, I mean, it's 7:30. It's almost 8:30.
We have a November here for group. We do have a November group.
We all have a November group. I'm doing a November. I shaved off my mustache.
Mention how your show is supporting November.
Like I shaved my mustache off November, which unbeknown to anyone, like everyone thinks like I'm some fucking cancer hater. It's like I can't believe you shave your mustache off from November. You're supposed to support. Unbeknown to anyone, you're supposed to shave your mustache off from November.
Yeah. Like we
if
have
you
a
have
group
a mustache
going.
The rest of the year. You're supposed to shave it off and then regrow it. Everyone else was just like, I can't believe you shave your mustache off. Are you pro-cancer, you fucking asshole?
Who said that?
All my friends are like,
all of your friends.
I can't believe you're
Chris
pro-cancer.
Said that.
Yeah, Chris. He's not my friend, he's just some guy that I know. So anyway, like, I'm with you guys. Like, I'm glad you guys shaved off your mustaches, and I'm glad you guys are growing mustaches.
And I look terrible without facial hair. Let's make this
you look like you look don't. Awful. I would card you.
Yeah,
I would card you in this bar. I'd be like, if I didn't know you, I'd be like
I look like shit.
Really,
anyway,
yeah, really young.
I would card him so much as red card him. It's like you're sent off from being around public.
Boom.
So like, I would card him in that way, but like, you can't. I really feel that we should be supporting one another and be like supporting like mustache causes. I don't know why Chris Betts and you are laughing so much because like we should be supporting each other. Like,
I agree. I 100% agree. I 100% agree.
On your brother.
My grandfather had prostate cancer.
Your grandfather?
And my grandfather had prostate cancer. I'm giving about a 5-second countdown.
Five, four, three, two, one. No, your granddad's not come back to life, so let's move on. I don't know what the five countdown was for. I wasn't sure. I'll
give a 5-second countdown before Darren says something offensive.
Oh,
I didn't need to finish my sentence, but he still delivered.
In that case, that was perfect. That was absolutely perfect. I figured what it said about your granddad not being alive anymore and being dead to rights is completely offensive.
He didn't
offensive.
Die of prostate cancer, though. Oh, he beat prostate cancer.
What the fuck did you bring up, you selfish cunt?
He had prostate cancer.
Okay, so... Okay.
Beat it, then had a horrible
stroke. So what did he die of?
Life.
Did he die of a car accident?
Had a stroke.
Oh, he's had a stroke. Yeah. We're not raising money for stroke cancer, you fucking ingrate.
But the thing is, he beat prostate cancer.
Oh, he beat... Oh, well... Well... All I'm saying is that he shouldn't be trying to raise money for fucking prostate cancer. If his granddad beat it already, but he died of a stroke, raise money for stroke cancer. Stroke fucking... Well, not stroke cancer, but just stroke... Fucking charities. No. Fuck you, Betts. Stroke charities could benefit from your story right here, right now. I'm trying to raise money for prostate cancer, but your grandfather, like, clearly averted. Good for him. And he wouldn't have done it without the goodwill of my, like, raising money for it. So, what there we're trying go. To say is, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Keith.
Happy birthday, Keith.
Happy birthday, Keith.
Yay!
And Chris Betts is a real, real hating asshole. Chris Betts is. He wishes he'd come up with such great pros. I don't know. So what do you feel, Walter Ling? How are you doing?
I'm alright, man. I never knew either of my grandfathers, man. They're dead.
Like, before you were born?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Prostate cancer?
One had cancer.
One had cancer?
But wasn't prostate.
I have, We try and bring in the guests, being like, how many of your grandparents are alive? And that's the shit that makes him crack, is asking about his grandparents. He's like, no, it's too much.
I just choked my beer.
Oh, there you go.
My grandparents can suck a dick.
I'm gonna...
Both the same one?
Could I?
Neither of them would remember, so yeah, why not?
My other car is a dick, which my parents, my grandparents could suck.
Can I take this off now?
Yeah, I think we're done. I think if you want to say goodbye to people, goodbye.
Goodbye, people.
All right, that was Go goodbye. Plug Yourself.
Go Plug Yourself. Episode three. Then the last episode also. We don't ever need to do another one.
No. We have to have Chris Betts on.
Motherfucker, you gotta see that dog. It's an animal. It's a little motherfucker. I can't stop it. Hey, motherfucker. It's a kid of wood. It's a dad. It's a fucking motherfucker. It's a good food. What do you think it's good for? Hey, I'm carrying a fucking deal.
9to5.cc. We're not working. Why should you? Thanks for listening.